You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. I'm going to be here with you for the next 3 hours. Thank you so much for tuning in. You could listen on the free Odyssey app. You could be locked in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You could be tuned in on SiriusXM channel 158 or a smart speaker. I'm here with super producer and host Dave Shepard, and I'm here with you, all my friends in the United States of America, all my friends in Canada, and oh, Canada, the people in Canada are great. Aaron Judge, he's great. Aaron Judge hit his 61st home run tonight, tying Roger Maris for the American League record for most home runs in the season. Tonight was game 155 for the New York Yankees. There's time for Aaron Judge to go ahead and just break the record. Roger Maris in 1961, he hit his 61st on the last game of the season. And so Aaron Judge, ahead of that pace, the New York Yankees, they did a good thing tonight. They won a baseball game, 8-3. And Aaron Judge, in tying the record, he did it in the seventh inning. You know what? Just don't take my word for it. Take a listen to New York Yankees radio broadcaster, John Sterling.
And the payoff. There goes the deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 61. He ties Roger Maris for the American League single season record with 61 home runs. It's a two-run Judgian blast. Here comes the Judge. A two-run blast, and the Yankees take a 5-3 lead on number 61 for Judge.
And the entire Yankee team is out on the field. They are hugging him one by one. Patty Judge is standing behind the Yankee dugout. She got a big smile on her face. And the Yankee team outside the dugout, everyone hugging him. Gerrit Cole now hugging him. Aaron Boone, one of the first people out there. A beautiful, beautiful moment for this guy.
It is. And Patty Judge, obviously, you heard Susan Waldman reference Patty Judge. That's Aaron Judge's mom. And something that I referenced last hour was just how the fans in Toronto, they appreciated what they saw. They showed love to Aaron Judge, and why not? But I said I went a step further. I said the fans in Toronto are absolutely amazing. The city of Toronto is absolutely amazing. And so although it was not Yankee Stadium, man, the people in Toronto are just ridiculously classy. Aaron Judge's home run, it went right out the left field, went right into the Blue Jays bullpen, was collected by the coach, bullpen coach, and it was given right to the Yankees. And so nobody's getting rich off of Aaron Judge's 61st home run. Not happening, not going down. Let's see what takes place with number 62. After the game, Aaron Judge, he was on the Yankees radio network. He talked about how good it feels to make history.
This is pretty special. You know, you never, you know, start the year thinking about breaking records or tying records or getting a chance to do this. But, you know, just what this team's done all year. You know, it's been an incredible season to be a part of. And, Susan, I'm kind of lost for words.
It's a classy guy getting ready to get all the money. Told the Yankees, nope, I ain't signing this deal. I think I'm worth more. And he proved it. And, oh, yeah, by the way, he's still in the lead. Still in the lead for the Triple Crown. Well, what else is there for him to do? Nothing. What is he going to do? Hit a home run at every at-bat in the postseason? Like, he's had an amazing year. God bless him. And, yeah, that bank account is going to be nice. 855-212-4CBS last hour. We talked about Judge. We know that tonight, every Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I'm going to bring you a new top six list. You only have to wait about an hour for that to take place. We're going to talk about some of the most outspoken individuals in the world of sports. And why? We just had NBA Media Day. We got NFL coaches who are talking multiple times a week. We got players talking. It's just a wild time in sports. And so I want to highlight some of the people who, when they open their mouths, whether for good reasons or bad reasons, people listen and pay attention. And so a top six list of outspoken athletes, that will come next hour. Also, if you ever miss a minute or second of the show, just hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to hit the phone lines, and then I do. It's necessary. Speaking of injuries, there's just so many wild injuries in the NFL right now. And this isn't anything unusual. It's the NFL. These are gigantic human beings who are basically playing gladiator. Myles Garrett was injured away from the field. Poor guy was in a car accident, and they're saying that he still might play. So we're going to talk about injuries momentarily. Let's go up to Nova Scotia and talk to Jeff. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, JR. How you doing, man? I was on a few months ago. Wanted to check in again. And first of all, you know, hearts out to Florida right now. We just got hit by Fiona last weekend. And, you know, it's big for us, but I think it's going to be minor compared to what Florida's about to go through. So, you know, everything out to them right now. Hopefully everything goes well. The other thing I want to touch base on is the Jays, man. Being from Nova Scotia, Canada, like, Jays are obviously huge here from coast to coast. So I want to get your take on not just how they reacted to Judge's 61st and, you know, the Yankees clutching last week, or sorry, last night, but their chances in the postseason.
Well, I'm not all that – well, this is – I was actually having this conversation this evening with my brother. We were taking a look at all the teams that we have in Major League Baseball right now, and I can't – and so this is what we do know. Every year is – I don't want to call it a crapshoot. This typically the team that gets hot. I don't know, outside of just saying, oh, my God, the Dodgers out of the National League will be the best there – especially out of the American League, I have no idea. I mean, I can look at the Toronto Blue Jays and what they've been able to do this season. We know that they certainly have the bats to put some things together. But then I look at the starting rotation, and I look at Jose Berrios, and he pitched last night, and I have to go, whoa, is this what the hell that the Blue Jays have been paying for? The answer is no. I have to go ahead and think about Gausman. Is he enough at the top of the rotation? And I have the same questions for the team that they just played tonight, the New York Yankees. I have to go.
Absolutely, man.
Gerrit Cole can pitch six perfect innings, and then he can give up a home run, and the game can go to crap. We saw the Blue Jays bullpen tonight. I mean, they served up Judge's home run. And so the Blue Jays, what am I supposed to say? I think they can go to the World Series? It's a crapshoot for all of these teams in the American League, I believe, unless the Houston Astros just run roughshod through everybody.
Well, true. AL East is just completely, like, yeah, crapshoot, like you say. It's just nuts. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Anyone could win it. Even Baltimore now.
I don't know about all that. But let me.
No. But they're in there.
Yes, but this is what makes it fun. If you wanted to roll some dice, You can easily say, oh, man, I got Houston and I got the Dodgers in the World Series. And, you know, the New York Mets just had a come from behind. Eduardo Escobar went out there, had five RBIs tonight. And you look at DeGrom and Scherzer at the top of their rotation, can be absolutely amazing. And then I know my friends in Atlanta, man, people are like, hey, why are we being disrespected? And they're nipping right at the heels of the New York Mets. And so this postseason is going to be fun. As much as we can on paper say this is a leader and this is a leader, this team is a leader, I think we're really rolling the dice this time around.
I'm just going to say, man, like, it's going to be a fun postseason. It's going to be entertaining, to say the least.
It should, absolutely. And, Jeff, I appreciate you for calling from Nova Scotia, man. You be smooth, okay?
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
No doubt about it. Yes, it's, you know, this entire year has just kind of flown by. And so there's times where the Major League Baseball season just comes across as a drag. And it's like, boom, here's a postseason. You know, I tell people who are not interested in baseball, watch a postseason game. It's different than a regular season. You got 162 games. They're bound to start feeling like, oh, my God. You know, are you going to remember every game, every inning? It's not like the NFL. You got 17 games. You used to have 16 games, and then each one matters. Like, you got to really hold on. Right now, the Raiders are 0-3. In a ridiculously difficult division, and you can pretty much bury them. But in baseball, come on, you lose three games in a row, it's expected. It's like, okay, you had a losing streak. It happens. And so, yes, thank God we're moving towards the postseason in baseball. It's going to be like a holiday in and of itself. And, man, go ahead and roll the dice. If you got a team that you support, I think everybody is in it, just a little bit. 855-212-4CBS. Owen is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, man. First of all, I just want to say, you are the easiest person to listen to. You're not controversial. You're the best caster out there. That's what I'm going to say, especially for radio. But what I want to talk about, like, the Mets and the Braves, man, I feel like we keep going. I'm a Braves fan, so we keep going back and forth with the Mets. We're one game away. We're tied. They're beating us one game. We're losing one game. Like, up in the postseason, you kind of talked about it. But coming up in the postseason, who do you think is going to have a better shot, the Mets or the Braves?
You know what? I know this sounds crazy because you have an entire team. You have an entire roster. I look at the New York Mets. And it's real simple. You get into a playoff series. I know DeGrom got smacked around the other time, his last outing. I got confidence in Scherzer and DeGrom. Like, these are two guys who you can send out there and go, hey, can you get us 7? Can you get us 8? And I know it's the postseason now. You know, can maybe if you low on pitches, can you give us a complete game? I got more confidence in them than I would, I don't know. I know Max Fried is good and Charlie is good or whoever the hell else they throw out there after the fact. So that's where I'm laying my head at. I think the Braves have a better all-around offense than the New York Mets. But we know when it comes down to pitching, there's nothing more frustrating than rooting for your team and looking at the opposing pitcher and going, damn, they just mowing us down. And I see that with the New York Mets. Maybe I'll be wrong, but, I mean, we know DeGrom is one of the best pitchers ever. And Scherzer, he's going into the Hall of Fame his damn self. I could be wrong, Owen. I mean, we'll see. I could be. Could be wrong. Speaking of the New York Mets, they're now one game up on the Atlanta Braves. You want to know why? Here, listen, courtesy of the Mets Radio Network, Escobar, game-winning single.
1-1 to Escobar. And Eduardo punches one through the hole. Base hit. Here comes Lindor. Blade with the throw to the plate. Lindor is safe. And the Mets win it. It's the month of Escobar. Five RBIs. Braves.
Yeah, good for them. And obviously that was Mr. Gary Cohen of SNY. New York Mets win tonight 5-4. The Atlanta Braves, they fall 3-2 to the Nats. And that's why this three-game series that they are going to play this upcoming weekend, and pending when and how often or doubleheaders, depends on the hurricane and the rains, it's a big deal. And so the baseball season is coming to a close. And, yeah, it's crunch time, folks. It's crunch time. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got Art. He's calling from Arizona. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Man, JR, I was just going to say, man, if Atlanta don't win their division, which I think they got a little problem with the Mets because the Mets got pitching, I think they'll get a wild card, man. And then I think
They've guaranteed. Yes, they've already guaranteed this.
But I think they got a shot at winning the division. But I think Tampa Bay, man, I think they might sneak up on Toronto, man.
Okay, I mean,
and this one too, JR. If I'm not mistaken, Tampa Bay playing Cleveland coming up, right?
I have to go ahead and check that. I know that they
and
just.
And you know, Cleveland only
Oh my God.
Three games up on them.
Art.
Yes, sir.
You got to slow down, Art. You okay? Did you have coffee?
I know you be busy. My bad, bro.
No, you asking me questions and I'm trying to answer you and then you're talking and then.
No, I'm hershing.
Yeah, they're finishing. Slow down. Art, let's do something. Have you ever done yoga, Art?
In my mind.
You've done yoga and what does that mean?
Meditate.
Okay. Well, let's take a second here. With all of North America, I need you to do yoga in your mind, and I need all of North America to join in with me and you, Art. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a deep breath. You ready?
I'm here.
Well, let's take a deep breath. You can't do it if you're talking.
Okay.
Okay, hold it. Now exhale.
Gotcha.
No, you spoke. Exhale. Let's try again. Inhale. Exhale. That sounded like a burp, but I'll leave it. Listen, to answer the first question that you didn't let me get to, the Rays, they're finishing up their series against Cleveland right now. They lost tonight in 10 innings, 2-1. They finished up Thursday. The Rays, they finished their whole season 3 games against Houston. In Houston, they finished with 3 games in Boston. There you go.
But I'm just saying, do you believe that Tampa Bay has a shot to catch Toronto or Cleveland? Do they have another game against Cleveland, or is it just the one game tonight or whatever?
I answered that. I said tomorrow.
Okay,
it's going to be.
But I'm just saying, do you think Tampa Bay has a shot? At least they wild card or at least winning the division. Yeah.
Well, no. Tampa Bay is not gonna win.
Not the division. I'm sorry. I'm just talking about
Oh my God.
Beating out just getting.
Yes, it depends. Yes, it depends. Houston at this point, this is what it really boils down to. Houston has everything locked up. Okay, they already have 102 wins. Well, hold on, Art. I gotta put Art on hold. Shep, what am I doing? Am I talking to Art? Is Art talking to me? Is Art talking to himself? What is he doing?
I'm going to go with choice B and C.
Oh, my God.
It's one of those things where you often bring up the fact that sometimes you're the first person people speak to during the day.
No, Art talks to everybody.
I don't know about that.
He does.
Art in his mind talks to everybody.
No, Art is my guy. He talks to everybody. We took a deep breath and everything, and I'm just, hold on. Let me bring Art back. Hey, Art, are you okay, man?
Man, I apologize, bro.
It's okay.
You just had a rough day, man, and I love listening to your show, bro.
Okay. Well, Shep, it's okay. Shep, you hit the nail on the head. He had a rough day.
I can tell Art's a good dude, man. His heart's in the right place.
Hey, Art, do I need to come to Arizona and whoop somebody's ass?
I can't wait till you come, man. I seen you at Drexel. I follow you on Instagram, man. I seen you at Drexel with your little tour that you've been doing. Man, I love everything you do, JR. Man, my bad. I wasn't trying to come wrong, man. No disrespect.
No, you didn't come wrong. I was just trying to talk to you, and I'm like,
I know,
damn.
I'm over-talking you. I can't do that.
No, it's okay, Art. Well, listen, man, I'll put it to you this way. Let's save some time. As opposed to thinking about what the Rays are going to do, I'll put it to you this way. I'd be shocked if they were back in a World Series. Is that okay?
I'm a Dodgers fan, so okay. I heard your little comment about the Dodgers, man. We got a hell of a lineup, but our pitching kind of it's sketchy.
Well, guys are getting hurt. I mean, entire
Everybody's
season.
Everybody's hurt. You just had it. Everybody hurt.
Well, the Dodgers have been able to overcome that over the past several years. It's like plug and play. But I don't know if that will be the case this go around. But they should be straight. Hey, Art, okay, I appreciate you, man.
Do you see us in the conference championship, man? The Dodgers.
Yes.
That's all I want to know. Against who?
Yes,
your boy,
I do.
Atlanta?
No, the New York Mets, Art.
Not the World Series. The NL championship. I got the Dodgers and Atlanta Braves. You heard
okay.
it there first.
Well, that's you very well might be correct, Art. I appreciate
Thanks.
You, man.
Man, God bless you, and I apologize once again, bro.
Oh, no sorry necessary. Just let me know whose ass I need to whoop when I come to Arizona, okay?
Man, you need to get on every radio station that got something to do with your radio station.
Okay, all righty there. Why are you trying to make beef? I thought you were going to tell me about somebody that you work with. Trying to make radio beef for me? I ain't got time for that. A waste of time.
You're not ever engaged in any radio beef. You might be the only one.
Come on. Life is too short for that crap, man. Why do I care?
I agree.
What am I radio beefing for? I actually spoke to the students about this today. It's just like, when you are good at what you do and you're confident at what you do, you don't always have to play games and gimmicks and all that other stuff. Like, I get it. It's good for ratings for some folks. I don't need that crap. I can sit here in my own space and own studio and talk the talk to North America. Yes, I love you, Canada. And thank you for being nice to Aaron Judge. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about some NFL players. These guys are broken. I'll explain here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Your credit to your profession. You're one of the rare radio personalities that actually balances facts with whatever callers call in with. I'm also a caller for Pearland, Texas, so Pearland, Texas loves you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're getting ready to... Damn it, they are ready? We're getting ready to pull into week 4. Week 4. I'm going to say it again. Week 4 of the NFL season.
Number 4.
I don't know how we got there already. And no, by the way, that's not the top 6. We'll do that in a little while.
Number 4.
Yeah. Damn. Oh, yeah, by the way. I don't know how we got here. October 1st is on Saturday. I think yesterday, was it yesterday? I was in Philly today and yesterday, and I think yesterday was the first time I wore a hoodie in, I don't know, February, March. I don't got to do that in Atlanta, but I mean, damn, I was like, oh, I got to wear a hoodie now. Weather's changing. Football is here. And along with football, we know, come the injuries. And so, yes, we're moving into week 4 of the NFL season. And tomorrow, we're going to have the Cincinnati Bengals. They'll be in action against the Miami Dolphins. And even Tua Tagovailoa, who's having one of the best seasons by any quarterback in the NFL right now. Tua Tagovailoa, it's not It's not necessarily his brain. It appears that that got rattled this past Sunday. Everybody says, no, he was perfectly fine. But Tua is dealing with a back and an ankle injury, and I assume that he's going to go out there and play tomorrow night in Cincinnati against the Bengals. It seems that every game Joe Burrow is susceptible to injury. It's like he's always on his back. That offensive line isn't necessarily protecting him. And so it's not just Tua getting beat up. It's not just Joe Burrow. It seems every game getting beat up. Man, we got all types of dudes that are hurt, that are injured, dealing with injuries. Mac Jones, we know. The New England Patriots right now, they're ugly. They can't score to save their lives. Mac Jones, 2 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. Ain't nobody scoring. These games are looking pitiful. Mac Jones was running around with a high ankle sprain after the game a couple weeks ago. You didn't know if it was his back. And he's been able to go out there and play. Well, this is going to be ugly, whether he plays or not, because they're going to take on the Green Bay Packers. Now, is this the same Green Bay Packers of the past? No. But I'm really expecting the Packers to smack up the Patriots who can't score. And of course, Bill Belichick was asked about the status of Mac Jones. And Bill Belichick gave one of his classic answers. Take a listen to this.
Day by day, he's getting better. See how it goes. Day by day.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know. Talk to the medical experts. We'll evaluate him. Dave. I mean, what difference does it make to me? Do you think I'm going to read the MRI? That's not my job, so.
Yeah, but it's theirs, and they talk to you about it, right?
Yeah, it's day by day. It's getting better day by day. See how it is tomorrow. It's a lot better than it was yesterday. See what it is.
Damn. What, am I supposed to stand here and read the MR? Well, actually, Bill Belichick, I would love it if you stood up there behind the podium. I would love it if you read the MRI. A little bit of a smart-ass remark there. He was asked a simple question. You don't got to be a jerk. I would just say I don't want to talk about it. But we've gotten this for the better part of 20 years, or maybe not even 20 years. He's kind of turned this up a little bit as a success started to come with the Patriots. But yeah, read the MRI. Does he have a high ankle sprain? Yeah, well, I'm not, we can't determine that right now. Well, did he have one? Well, that's up to the doctors. I mean, damn. You want me to stand up here and read the MRI? I want Bill Belichick to stand up there one day and, hey, just read the Bible to us from Genesis to Revelation. Just read it. Make it entertaining. Bill Belichick, what a guy. I know your team sucks now, but damn, you could be a little bit thrilled about things. Sheesh.
That's not my job.
We see that. What a guy. You want to find someone who needs a hug. There he is. I told you, Bill Belichick goes home, and he's running around his house like it's risky business. What a guy. Meanwhile, not the only injury, Mac Jones. Joey Bosa. This man is going to need surgery for his groin. They're going to take on Houston this upcoming Sunday. And if you thought that having a Justin Herbert run around with busted cartilage around his ribs, if you thought that that was bad, yeah, let's just take away a guy who can give you about 10-plus sacks every season. And we know this. Myles Garrett. This man was in a car accident a couple of days ago leaving the Browns practice facility. Tried to swerve and avoid an animal. He's been dealing with a busted up shoulder and also a busted up biceps. And we're hearing that he might play against the Falcons. The Browns are 2-1. We don't know if Miles is going to be out there, but it would be the most, I guess the word is Falcon-ist thing ever. If Myles Garrett went out there, played against the Falcons, and helped whoop ass when he was in a car accident less than a week before. It's terrible. It's awful. That's here stateside. And if you got to think about another injury, Jameis Winston is in London right now. I know it sounds like a comedy special, Jameis Winston in London, because he's a funny guy. Jameis is going to take on the Vikings. We know that he's been dealing with a back issue, an ankle issue. And then when we first heard about the back, it was just odd in and of itself. You know, Jameis Winston is just like, they asked him, where's the pain? And he's like, everywhere. It's like, your back? He's like, oh, it's pain. It's pain everywhere. And then we found out he's dealing with broken bones in his back, and now it's his ankle. And Jameis is just, he's an interesting fellow. He didn't practice today, but he said that he is still preparing to start against the Vikings on Sunday in London. I mean, maybe he has some type of magic potion that he's finding in Brixton or something. I have no idea. Jameis Winston should fit in very well. I don't know. He's just a future surgeon. You know what? Jameis Winston should have a conversation with Belichick, because Jameis is an expert on the human body. Take a listen. Remember this?
So just a holistic body, everything about your body, you have to be able to work certain things. Just because my knee hurting, that doesn't mean that I need to work my knee. I need to work my hips, right? I need to work my ankles. And you got certain things that are, we're all like, it's, our body is so symmetrical. Right, you got your wrists, you know, and then what are your wrists on the bottom half? Your ankles, you know, you got your shoulders up top, what are your shoulders? Your hips, you know what I'm saying? You got your elbows, what are your elbows?
Your knees,
right? Like, so it's symmetrical, and you just got to work different parts.
That's not my job.
Yeah, well, Bill Belichick, man, are you a doctor? Are you a surgeon? Yeah, hell yeah, you are. Did you just hear Jameis Winston? Get it together. Bill Belichick, old lazy-ass head coach. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Listen, you do a great job, man. Before I ask my question, I just want to say I've heard you a couple of times on here. You always have great content, and you got a great sense of humor, and I enjoy listening to you. So I want to start out by saying that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You don't have to wait too much longer. At the top of the hour, I'm going to deliver to you a new top six list. You know, we just heard Bill Belichick explain or not explain Mac Jones, his injury. Does he have a high ankle sprain? Does he not have one? I want you to hear one more time Bill Belichick, just his interaction with the reporters as to whether or not his star quarterback, or I guess his quarterback, is hurt. Listen.
Day by day, it's getting better. See how it goes. Day by day.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know. Talk to the medical experts. We'll evaluate him. Dave. I mean, what difference does it make to me? Do you think I'm going to read the MRI? Like, that's not my job, so.
But it's theirs, and they talk to you about it, right?
Yeah, it's day by day. It's getting better day by day. See how it is tomorrow. It's a lot better than it was yesterday. See what it is.
Yeah, he won't necessarily confirm whether or not it is a high ankle sprain. Initially, we heard that this would be something that might keep Mac Jones out for weeks. And knowing Bill Belichick, we don't know. Is he going to be out there? Is Hoyer going to be out there? Are they going to, you know, find a fan? Are they going to have a contest to see who wants to play quarterback? Are they going to call Cam Newton back to just run the ball nowhere? I don't know. Welcome to the world of being trash, Bill Belichick. Welcome back. How does it feel? The top of the hour, I can't tell you that Bill Belichick is outspoken. He's more of an evil genius, bad guy jerk, at least publicly. Our top six list, I'm going to give you the most outspoken personalities in sports. These individuals will probably have, well, not probably, they will have more personality than Mr. Belichick. 855-212-4CBS. Butch, he's calling from Jersey. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
It is high. It is far. Now, that ball was traveling in toward the bullpen, and that kid reached out. He had the glove. He missed it. It slammed in the bullpen. That's like a $2 million error out there. And number 62 is next on the board. The thing with Belichick, people have to realize, and the media has to realize, that Mac Jones is playing for Belichick after he is a genius. This is after him being a genius. Now, he's no longer a genius. That's why I think the Patriot doctors should consult with maybe Winston instead of Belichick first, then go to Belichick after they check in with Winston. And the team is – I don't think he's really doing anything good for this team, just being arrogant at these press conferences. It's not funny no more. When you're winning, the old saying, you get away with practically anything, and I have to emphasize practically. But the thing is with the Patriots, he's not a genius anymore. I have to tell that to the Patriot fans. And as far as that home run, man, that was as sweet as it comes. You know, that guy reaching in the bullpen, he had the glove on, and he missed it, man. That's a couple of million-dollar error there. But the also, Hank Aaron, 7-15, landed in the bullpen, was caught by a relief pitcher in the bullpen in Atlanta. So you look at some of these things, you hear people talk and everything. I still say there's nothing better than catching the home run and putting it up for auction.
Okay. Well, thank you, Butch. Yeah, no, have you ever caught a home run ball?
Oh, boy, you just asked the $1 million question. As a kid, right, like probably like you and everybody else, I always brought my glove to the game.
No, I didn't really. I was never interested, but go ahead.
Yeah, but no balls really came close to us. You know, we went to our share games. Finally, when I put the glove away, I'm like 13 years old. I'm a Yankee fan, but we're at Shea Stadium where the field boxes would end with the loges when a foul ball came up there, and I could judge it. It was fishtailing, but it was hard. I jumped up, hit my palm of my hand, and I'm looking, and the guy has the ball right next to me, a couple of rows. I'm saying, that's my ball. If I didn't jump up and do that. Then later in the game, I got a ball snuck down behind the dugout. But I did call a home run in Yankee Stadium as we were leaving, and my friend got the ball, and I turned around in the aisle of the right field, right by the foul pole, and we got the ball. We got home. It was on TV.
You caught it? No, did you?
I was – what was by the foul pole. It was the opposite field shot.
Oh, no.
Coming down like a brick. So, I'm big enough to reach up for the ball. But as I'm getting hit, the ball hits my hand again.
Okay.
But it bounces. It takes
Sounds
a ricochet
like
in the opposite direction. I just turn the aisle,
Sounds
and no
like
one else could get through the aisle. My friend picked up the ball.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Butch. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
No doubt. Shout out to Butch for calling from Jersey. Hey, Shep, the answer was no, right? He didn't catch the ball? Is that what happened?
That's essentially what I got to.
Okay, he didn't catch the ball. Yeah, I remember Butch. He called a couple weeks ago, and his emphasis was on the young man who caught the – well, not a couple of weeks. It had to be last week. The young man caught number 60 from Judge, and he gave it back to Judge. And he was saying how much this kid is missing out on $1 million, and he screwed up, and this kid is going to kick himself. And now Butch, he calls back tonight, and he's just like – oh, well, the guy missed the ball again and $2 million. I'm like, damn it. I get it. There's a lot of money invested here.
Price keeps going up.
For whoever catches the ball. But it seems like that's all Butch is obsessed about. It's like catching balls. I can tell you where to go catch them. Where do Yankees play next? Clean that up quick there. 855-212-4CBS. Dave is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how was Philly for you, man?
Oh, Philly was absolutely amazing. The students
at
Drexel.
I know you wasn't able to get a cheesesteak, but at least you went to my hometown.
Yes, I didn't have a cheesesteak, but the students at Drexel were amazing. The Special Olympics athlete who I was with today, you will hear from her later on in the show. She was absolutely amazing, and so I had a great time. But thank you. What's up, Dave?
Hey, I say just like this. The Patriots are a victim of their own success. Win all those Super Bowls and everything, and then they finally realize they could get beat just like any other team out there in the NFL. But you know what? I'm enjoying this. I am enjoying this very, very, very much because it's time that they come down to earth and see what real pain is. You ran over everybody else. Now you're paying the price.
Yeah, well, you know, the NFL, and this is all sports, and thank you, Dave, for calling from Alabama. It's humbling, man. The Patriots weren't going to stay at the top forever. And Butch did mention Bill Belichick as well, not just a home run ball. Listen, man, Bill Belichick is no longer a genius. He ain't at the top of the heap. He doesn't have the most talent. It's impossible, impossible. I think that's a Disney song somewhere. But it is impossible to maintain the stretch that they were on. Everything has a life cycle. Nobody stays at the top forever. What is Bill Belichick now? Because they suck, he's supposed to be jovial? He's supposed to hand out candy bars to the reporters? No. He's going to be the same jerk that he always has been. You ask him about an injury, you're not going to get an answer. You ask him about a particular play, he might give you some insight, but man, he holds down a tight ship. But I'll tell you this much. When they had success, which was for a long time, the players that actually won with him for a long time, guys like the McCourties, etc., they appreciate him inside the building. He might be a public jerk. Man, he just ain't trying to answer any questions. Knows how to keep things on the hush. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's getting ready for a new top six list. You don't have to wait too much longer. At the top of the hour, we're going to share with you some names that are the opposite of Bill Belichick. We're going to talk about some athletes who are actually outspoken, coaches who are outspoken, personalities in the world of sports who, when you put a microphone in front of them, they're the opposite of Bill Belichick. Some for good reasons, some for bad. Trust me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get to it right on the other side of the break. It's a new top six list here on CBS Sports Radio.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep the facility running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, and Maria in Miami, Jules in Minneapolis, and Stan in Central Indiana. Taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with experienced branch staff at over 250 locations so you get the product you're looking for. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.